This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Families and survivors of a 2018 mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, reached a $25 million settlement in their lawsuit against Broward County School District Monday. The settlement comes after the school district won a state Supreme Court ruling that could have capped the total damages at $300,000 without approval from the legislature. North Korea military fired at least one ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast on Tuesday. Pyongyang's latest missile launch happened hours after U.S. officials emphasized their commitment to restart negotiations on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill can continue admissions process based on skin color. A federal judge ruled on Monday. The nonprofit Students for Fair Admissions vowed to appeal the judge's ruling. The Bills and Titans Monday Night Football had Tennessee coming away with a narrow 34-31 victory. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Washington State University announced Monday that head coach Nick Rolovich, the highest paid state employee, and four assistant coaches were fired for not complying with the state's COVID-19 vaccine demand. After Dr. Anthony Fauci said college football games were going to be super spreaders for COVID, he was wrong again. Brad Bernards reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci warned that crowded college football stadiums would turn into super spreader events, but many weeks later, an NBC reporter on the Today Show pointed out it never happened. Epidemiologist Cindy Prinz.
We prefer to learn by studying, but I say in this case, we probably learned a little bit by doing as well. So it's not a matter of trying to keep people from doing activities. It really is a matter of trying to figure out, you know, can these be done safely?
Cases are now in steep decline in every college football state across the South, including Florida, where hospitalizations fell 64% last month, even as some 90,000 fans packed the University of Florida Gators Stadium.
We are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With four-star General Colin Powell's passing Monday, let's go back to his retirement from the uniform in the fall of 1993.
Sincere thanks to each and every one of you for being here to share my final day in uniform. The Army has officially advised me that for record purposes, I have served 35 years, 3 months, 21 days, and as we say in the infantry, a wake-up. Our Navy patrols the Adriatic Sea and the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf. Our Marines provide a reassuring presence in troubled regions of the world. The Army stands watch in Korea and Europe. Our Coast Guard goes after the drug enemy infiltrating our country. And at the heart of each of these services is the young American boy or girl, perhaps only 19 years old, a volunteer, well-trained, proud, selflessly serving a nation wherever that nation and whenever that nation calls upon it to go and to serve. They carry on a tradition of over 200 years of service and sacrifice. They go into harm's way to protect us and to provide for the common defense. They are the best and the very brightest of America's youth. And the greatest of all honors I have had was the honor of being one of them and of being their senior representative over the past 4 years. They have succeeded in every mission and by their performance have bonded once again with the American people in a way we have not seen for decades. I thank each and every one of them for their service to country.
Audio has been provided by the Clinton Presidential Library. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, it is time for my good friend, Bruce Thatcher. He is one of our favorite historians, if not our most favorite. We're here to talk about what's going on with this border crisis. Bruce is the founder of History Speaks, immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce, they needed your book, but I don't think they really would be interested in your book because it evokes too much common sense.
Boy, is it frustrating. I'll tell you to see what's going on down there. Yeah, I think the book, very simply, puts out three principles for effective immigration policy. We fail all three of them.
Yes.
To specify a national objective to be served by immigration, pass effective laws to support that policy, and consistently enforce those laws, and assimilate immigration into this country. And it's just, especially lately, it's just been terrible how we've violated all those things, and it appears to be not accidental.
Well, this has been a progressive move, and Bruce, when you look back in history, I mean, we started out with an idea of an effective immigration policy and plan, but something got lost in translation, and I'm not sure exactly when, but when you look back on the timeline, when did things start to move to where we were losing a sense of reason and common sense when it came to immigration, and what motivated that thinking?
Yeah, you know, you're right. It's, the timeline is a bit fuzzy. If you go back to 1965 immigration law, which basically put in place, basically upended the prior immigration policy, everything looked rosy for a while after the passage of that law. But then what we saw is a little bit more illegal immigration, then more illegal immigration, then more illegal immigration. During the 80s, we passed new laws to supposedly deal with that and grant amnesty to illegal immigrants, which is a great violation of those principles of effective immigration. But it particularly...
And of course, at that time, they said it would never happen again, right? 3 million, that's it, and we will never do this again, right?
Absolutely. Never, ever happen again. And a politician's promise is something that you can take to the bank, but you don't collect any interest on it.
That's right. And you may not be able to cash a check with it either. So either way, you're not going to win. That's for sure. But if anything, you bring that check and they're going to ask you for money.
Yeah. That's right. I think it just absolutely broke down first under the Obama administration and then under the present administration. It's just Obama actually had some order to the immigration laws and the things, and we many rightly objected to some of the things he was doing, but as of the beginning of this year, it's just all out the window. It's just bizarre. We're not only have we had from a fourfold to, in some sectors, a tenfold increase in illegal immigration apprehensions, and who knows how many get away. But we're actually assisting those people once they get in this country. We're flying them all over the country, the government is, and finding them places to stay. How can we expect people to do anything other than flock to our southern border when they exactly. see this kind of thing happening? I mean, these people aren't stupid. They're smart.
Right, exactly. And what it's doing, you know, to everyday Americans in terms of the message that goes out to them, I mean, what are they supposed to pick up from this? I mean, on one hand, you've got the government screaming and jumping up and down about everybody getting vaccinated and mandated vaccinations taking place, people losing their jobs. And meanwhile, according to border officials, over 12,000 of the, well, it's over a million people now that have been let into our country illegally, and over 12,000, I think that number may even be higher, but at least 12,000 have come into the country infected with COVID, and they're just sent off. There's no, you know, there's no quarantine, there's no shots, there's no vaccination, nothing, no restrictions. I mean, this is, you know, what is that telling everyday Americans about the lack of security that's being exercised by the people who are supposed to, you know, protect our security?
The question we asked, The obvious question is how can this government be so inept? How can they make such a mess of things? Why aren't they interested in doing it right and having good policy? Don't they know what they're doing? And the answer, I think, is yes, they do know what they're doing.
I agree.
They do. They know very well. They don't tell us. They don't say, here's our policy, this is what we want to do. But you can infer very clearly from the actions of this administration that it's deliberate, it's intentional, and you can begin to look and see some of the reasons for it. Or at least you can speculate, I think, accurately on some of the reasons for it. And they're dishonest with the American people from the very beginning on the whole process.
Well, the thing is these are the same people, Bruce, that went to their own constituency during the primaries, and what they tried to sell to their own constituents, their own Democrats, only 30% kind of went along with it, kind of said, okay, yeah, I can kind of live with that. And even for them, you know, they're complaining that these candidates, Joe Biden included especially, were disingenuous. They just flat out lied to them. Because now, look what you have. You have a growing number of those on the Democratic side. Forget about bipartisanship. Just look at the Democrats, and they're saying, hey, look, I want my vote back. Because they're none too happy with these policies that are being thrust upon them, because they're anti-American, they're anti-constitutional, and you're exactly right. And people are fooling themselves if they think that this is just a matter of incompetence. No, it's even more dangerous than that. To your point, it is purposeful. And until America wakes up and realize that there's a takeover of our free American government, and that took place on 2020 during the election and continues to this day, and if they don't see the nefariousness of it all, then we're just going to get deeper and deeper down the road, and it's going to be that much more difficult to get rid of them.
Once they get it in place, and this is what they dearly try to do, is once they can get some element in place in the laws and in the consciousness and in the fabric of this country, it becomes really tough to undo it. And that's where they're going.
Well, he's the founder of History Speaks, immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Imagine that, a book that all our elected officials should be experts on, in my humble opinion.
Yes.
Bruce Thatcher is our guest, and we've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Continue to see thousands of migrants storming our southern border, and a government that you know, are like a bunch of bullfighters with a cape and no purpose and just saying, ole, let them pass through here, you know. It's like, how much more of this can we deal with? And is there any way to possibly put the genie back in the bottle, especially when you've got hundreds of thousands of migrants that have been sent into the interior of our country, promised, health care, promised education, all kinds of promises at we the people's expense. This is what's going on before our eyes, and this is all being brought to you by, you know, I say one party in particular. I mean, this is the Democrats that are leading the way. Shame on the Republicans who can't seem to find a backbone to do something to really withstand this, other than, you know, going through the process of trying to block H.R. 1 and S. 1, you know, to allow more of this to take place, and of course compromise our next elections and the elections, you know, from now until eternity. Bruce Thatcher continues with us. He's the founder of History Speaks, immigration expert and author of Immigration: How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce, what do we do? What can we do right now? Because we have elected officials that we've entrusted with our vote and with our freedom, and they're just not. They seem to be not as passionate as the Democrats are, you know, to block what's going on.
We have a government that makes it hard to do things instantly or even fast, and that's built in the Constitution, and it provides enormous strength for a freedom loving people. But it also provides great frustration when something needs to be done fast. Now, the problem we have now only needs to be done fast because we, the people, have allowed it to happen through not holding our political elected representatives to account. It might have been done more orderly in the past over the years if we had been responsible about it, but we haven't. So now here we are. And we don't hold the majority in Congress, and we might even look and say, well, we have held the majority and didn't take care of it then, so what convinces us that getting the majority again might do something about it? Well, take the slightly or the medium term first. We certainly can't do much about it if we don't have the majority. So we better remember that come election time, starting with the midterm elections. But even now, we don't have the majority, so what do you do? Well, start using or more effectively use the tools that the Democrats have used all the years that they're in the minority. Use the filibuster as long as it remains. Use the parliamentary tricks and mechanisms in Congress, but outside of Congress, use the courts. You know, file suits.
Yes.
Challenge the officials who are not doing their duties as prescribed by their in their oath of office. Take them to court. You might not win. Yes. In fact, probably won't win, but you'll certainly convince them that they failed to do their job at a price.
Yes, and somebody's watching them and holding them into account. The other thing, Bruce, that they can do is get involved in the local level. When you talk about expediency, things happen a lot faster at the local level. And you can begin to make some, you know, definitive changes at the local level. And, you know, this is what's happening in Texas in these border towns, is that people are finding out that there's power locally. And that's being exercised. And, of course, it helps that you have a rather sympathetic governor, which, you know, reminds us again that I keep seeing the picture of Jan Brewer face to face with, you know, when she was the governor of Arizona, face to face with one Barack Obama, remember? And the same thing, you know, she was complaining that where is the federal government? Their job is to protect our border. They're not. And if they're not, we will.
And Texas provides a good example. The unfortunate thing is that probably not very many people outside of the South of Texas, and at any rate, pay much attention to what's going on down here because it seems not to affect them. But but there are some great examples at the border of how at the local level, you can do some things. You can you can send police to the border. You can send police to not just the border, but send police to areas where you see illegal happenings going on with immigration.
Mm-hmm.
You can,
right.
You know, call out the militia. You can build a wall, build fences. You can, in Texas, you can stand your ground with castle laws. Make use of the laws that that exist, and make people's lives who won't obey those laws, particularly officials' lives who won't obey those laws, make them difficult. Make them
exactly.
Hard.
Well, the other thing that, you know, relevant to what has been going on here, you know, you talk about the border. I mean, we're paying people not to work on the wall. I mean, it's something, what like $5 million a day, Bruce?
That's right.
Of the people's money not to finish the wall. And then, meanwhile, you've got all those resources just sitting there. I mean, they're not even sitting out on the Pacific Ocean in one of the almost 100 container ships. They're right there on the grounds, right there on the land at the border, and it's just stockpiled, just sitting there. And as you know, when you have materials and resources just stockpiling, they start to deteriorate, don't they?
They sure do, and the people around them start to deteriorate as well, because the people around them start believing that this is the way things should be, that this is okay. The government appears not to want to break a contract with contractors where they've said, we're going to pay you to build this wall. And so now they've said, well, I don't want you to build a wall, but of course we'll pay you.
Yeah.
What a sweet deal.
Yes, exactly. This is our government on behalf of the American people wasting our money. Bruce, you know, Texas Representative Michael McCaul said Biden rescinded the Remain in Mexico policy because it had Trump's name on it. I mean, this is how idiotic this whole deal, this anti-Trump movement among the Democrats. I mean, they resisted Trump, you know, all 4 years. And I believe in the final analysis, when you look at how many policies benefited the American people that were, you know, delivered by the Trump administration, and the Democrats did everything they could to block it. I mean, how much did they cost the American people by way of, you know, GDP and, you know, really solidifying our energy independence and national security? They impeded Middle East peace. We had four Arab nations sitting down with Benjamin Netanyahu ready to sign a deal, and all that got buried and set apart. And meanwhile, you've got Russia that's been emboldened. Iran is probably months away from going full-blown nuclear. And China continues their aggressive ways. I mean, all brought to you by the Democrats. Yes, there's some Republican involvement in this, and that is shameful, and that's something, again, that those that voted, these Republicans, these rhino Republicans in place, need to, you know, change their ways, and they need to smarten up and make sure that they've got people doing their rightful bidding on behalf of the Constitution and their liberties. Because, but, you know, again, I lay this at the feet of the Democratic Party, Bruce. No other party is responsible to the detriment of our American way of life like the Democratic Party.
I believe you're right, and we make a mistake if we think it's just bumbling and incompetence. It's more than that.
Yeah. No, by all means, and I agree with you, it's purposeful. It's by design. And if you think not, I mean, you know, Trevor Loudon and others have reported clearly that our government is being run by Marxists. And if you know anything about Marxist policies and their ways, even if you don't, all you have to do is look at America today, and you're starting to see the evidence of Marxism, aren't you?
You better believe it.
Well, Bruce Thatcher has been our guest. He is the founder of History Speaks. Where can they go for more information, Bruce?
They can go to the best thing. Go to my website, History Speaks Today, at HistorySpeaksToday.com.
You missed the lowest mortgage rates in history. You're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Families and survivors of a 2018 mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, reached a $25 million settlement in their lawsuit against Broward County School District Monday. The settlement comes after the school district won a state Supreme Court ruling that could have capped the total damages at $300,000 without approval from the legislature. North Korea military fired at least one ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast on Tuesday. Pyongyang's latest missile launch happened hours after U.S. officials emphasized their commitment to restart negotiations on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill can continue admissions process based on skin color. A federal judge ruled on Monday. The nonprofit Students for Fair Admissions vowed to appeal the judge's ruling. The Bills and Titans Monday Night Football had Tennessee coming away with a narrow 34-31 victory. USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Can you smell it? Can you taste it? Holidays are almost here, huh? I'm telling you. And this season, online sales and deliveries could increase beyond last year's record-setting volume. Now, here to get you ready is Jenny Robertson of FedEx, who will offer tips for how consumers can prepare themselves this holiday season. Jenny, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me back. Great to talk to you.
Well, online shopping, if it's anything like the previous years, we should be having a lot more of it this holiday season. What do you think?
I tell you what, it just keeps growing. You know, last year, people spent $189 billion online. There are projections that that's going to go up by as much as 15% this year. Last year, that equated to 3 billion packages. So when we think about this season, it's going to be another one for the record books.
Right, exactly. Well, is this chain supply problem, is this going to be something that could, you know, even make online shopping even that more robust, possibly?
Absolutely. That's why we are encouraging everyone to shop and ship early. Start now. Begin doing all of your holiday checklists. Taking care of them right now so you can enjoy the season, because things are just truly complicated right now with the global supply chain. And so anything you can do to get ahead of that is just going to make your season all the better.
Yeah, shopping early, shipping early, all that is good advice. Anything else up your sleeve, Jenny, that you could share with us that would make this holiday the best holiday ever and minimize any kind of shipping or disappointments?
Yeah, you know what I like to do is I use FedEx Delivery Manager. And so whenever I see that there are packages coming to my home, I can redirect them to a FedEx office, a Dollar General, a Walgreens, and then they are there ready for me when I need to come pick them up. And it's much more convenient that way, and it keeps them off my porch where those porch pirates yes. might see them. And it just really makes things a whole lot easier on everyone.
Well, I'll tell you, we've come a long way. Now we're talking about porch pirates, you know.
I know. But dang, we have to worry about that, don't we?
Exactly. But I love your idea that you can have it all set up and staged for you in advance to make it that much more secure. How does that work exactly?
So you go to FedEx Delivery Manager, and you have to enter your address, and you can set it up where you will get alerts that we push to you, and we'll say these packages are coming to you on X day. Do you want to manage them? And then you can just go in, and you can say, yes, redirect it to this location, or hold deliveries to my home because I'm not going to be there. And you just have much more control over it that way. And you know what? I like it. I have kids, and I don't want them seeing what I'm buying them and feed on the porch when they get home. So, yeah, I love going by to Walgreens when I can and picking them up then.
Yeah. This way you make sure Christmas happens when Christmas is supposed to happen, not two, three weeks before, right? We're talking with Jenny Robertson with FedEx. Jenny, what is FedEx doing to prepare for the peak season? I got to imagine this is like everybody's hair is on fire.
You know, yeah, we started planning right after last Christmas. We began planning for this holiday. And what we're doing is, first of all, we're hiring. We're hiring 90,000 people, and we already have 560,000.
Wow.
So we are really staffing up. And then what we're also doing is, we're investing in these new technologies and some automation and ways that we can add additional sorts. And we have started delivering on Sundays. So 7 days a week, you can get your FedEx deliveries from us, and that's just helping to smooth out that volume and to help get all those packages delivered on time.
See, maybe we should employ FedEx to go down to the ports. What do you think? You guys could probably get all those ships lickety-split, just all those cargo ships would be emptied out and ready to go back for another run. You guys are so efficient.
We are collaborating with many stakeholders, and we have said just that. We've said if you all can add a few more hours and unload those ships faster, we will double what we're doing there and do more to help.
Well, and that's what it means. You know, it does take a team. It takes, everybody who has a vested interest in the holidays to cooperate and do what they can to make sure the goods are there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's incredibly complicated. That's why it takes multiple stakeholders and a lot of people all pitching in to help untangle the congestion we have in the ports right now.
Well, Jenny, as we touched on earlier, online commerce will likely continue to grow. What is FedEx anticipating beyond online commerce?
So, next year in 2022, we are expecting the number of packages delivered each day to reach 100 million. And that is several years earlier than originally projected. So we are really planning ahead. We are looking at new innovations. One of my favorite, most exciting innovations is a robot. We call him Roxo. We're testing him in several cities right now, and he can deliver medicine and food to your home. Keeps vehicles off the road, helps the environment, and makes things more efficient for everyone. So that's one example. And we're also looking at new technology to give you more visibility and to better anticipate when deliveries will be made so that you can plan around them better. So there's just a lot of exciting innovation coming up for package delivery.
And the fact of the matter is, what you just shared earlier is that FedEx is still hiring. Some people might hear AI and robotics and that sort of thing and think that there might be, their job being replaced. Well, if anything, your job may evolve and you might have a little bit more technology in your future to deal with, right?
That's right. Right. You know, we view technology as helping our people and their jobs. The technology and the automation we're looking at is taking on some of those duties and those responsibilities that are very time consuming, very tedious, and we're looking at how can we make our people's jobs easier and more efficient so that they're focused on what's most important. And, you know, people are the lifeblood of our operation, and, you know, we couldn't do it without them, and we're just looking at ways to supplement what they do.
Yeah, those no-brainer job things that are out there, let them be done by the no-brainer types, you know, the robots. We need your brains activated on the things that really matter to move the product from point A to point B, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, those are the better paying jobs as well. When you really look at, you know, investing in your skills to learn how to work with the automation and the programming and things like that, that's where the future is, and we want to help support it.
I guess the reason I bring that up, Jenny, is so often, you know, you get companies who come in and say, oh, yes, we're going to automate, you're going to do all this, and it's going to replace people, when actually it doesn't replace people. It just allows people to operate at a more effective and efficient manner is what I've experienced. Is that what
Absolutely.
You see as well? Right.
Yeah, you know, the robot I was just talking about, Roxo. So, you know, delivering a small package of medicine in a certain time frame that's critical is not the most efficient use of someone's time when they have to leave their route to go do a special delivery like that.
Well, Jenny Robertson has been our guest with FedEx. For all the information that you need to know, go to FedEx.com. Thank you, Jenny. Well, I so appreciate what FedEx is doing to get us ready for the holiday. And, of course, grateful for Jenny Robertson, the Senior VP of Integrated Marketing and Communications with FedEx. Hopefully you took some notes, okay? And so it's all about preparation and understanding what we're dealing right now, especially in light of the, chain disruption, the supply chain disruption that we're experiencing, and whether or not, some of that will be, resolved by Christmas. I don't know. It's a hope and a prayer. But, it could make for an interesting Christmas season this year, do you think? Huh? I don't know. We'll have to see how this plays out. But look, I have hope in our humanity and our creativity, and I know that we'll rise to the challenge as we always do, regardless of what our government may be doing to us. Al Parada is coming up. Yes, the one and only managing editor of Stream.org. We're going to talk about his latest morning brew report and also his honoring of a hero lost, general turned diplomat Colin Powell, who passed away yesterday at the age of 84. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got all our interviews right there for you to download absolutely free, no charge to you. Share it with your neighbors. Have a good time and learn.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Last year, there was very little flu during the COVID pandemic. This year's flu and COVID are both projected to be widespread, and fever is a leading sign of both. Accuracy matters when it comes to taking your temperature. So use the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 published clinical studies. COVID vaccines alone may not fully protect you from the coronavirus. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature. Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, you call me.
Something about this song, you know, you just want to just turn it up and just kind of let the blood roll out of your ears. You know what I'm talking about? As you head for the sunset. Oh, Ryman Paul Simon does it to us all. And, of course, we're grateful for Al Parada because we can call him Al. And that's okay. He's the one and only managing editor of Stream.org. Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How you been?
Hey, all things considered, I mean, we're watching our country here diabolically and purposely being abused, and I'm cheering, you know, freedom-loving Americans on to stand up for that which is righteous and good and noble and brave, something that we learned from a hero that we lost yesterday.
Yeah, he, you know, for all his faults in terms of... You know, weapons of mass destruction and all that. He was an American icon. I mean, he was somebody who both sides of the aisle respected. And of course, we're talking about Colin Powell, I guess. Both sides out, and he's somebody who was both a warrior and a diplomat. And so, and he rose the ranks. You know, he rose the ranks from low. You know. Jamaican parents out of New York, coming out of New York, and rose up, and it's actually a remarkable life and a remarkable inspiration. And
and you know, I'll say this, Al, even relative to the weapons of mass destruction, what I appreciated about him, as much as he could address it, yes, he went before the United Nations and said, here's the problem, this is what we've got, and subsequent evidence, which I still feel that some of that evidence was not obvious, that it was hidden. And as we know, but based on new information, he felt like he needed to apologize. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he did and retract and regretted what he said based on what he knew when he was there presenting to the United Nations, I think says a lot about the man's integrity, that he tried to live a life of integrity in a world that, as they say, is filled with things that are not very integrous.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine anybody in the Carter administration admitting they were wrong about anything, even when the evidence is there right in front of their face that they mm-hmm. messed up? No.
Right.
No.
No.
And so in that sense, you're right. I mean, it's, you know, he stood up and, got it. You know, he blew it. He did what he did. But it's like, he stood up and he did, admit it. And my gosh, we don't see that. Nobody does. You know, you don't have any media figures who've, you know, confessed to screwing up about the Trump-Russia hoax.
You don't
see anybody in the Biden administration, you know, talking about
the media is not going to hold their feet to the fire. I mean, Adam Schiff said, oh no, you know, the president, he was dead to rights, boy, they were going to put him in handcuffs and drag him out, and you know, he was going straight to jail, not collect $200 or pass go and all this. And he, how long did he stick with that narrative? You know, he and the rest of these Democrats, I mean, what disservice they did to the country for the sake of politics. How much money did they cost us, the American people? What a waste, all because of partisanship. And then here they are in shock that people, after a 2020 election that is loaded with suspicion and doubt, they just are unnerved that we will not genuflect to the illegitimacy or the supposed illegitimacy of an election that really what it turned into was a coup, a soft coup, I guess, if there's such a thing as a soft coup. You know, I mean, a coup's a coup, you know, soft heart or whatever you want to call it. But I guess if you don't have a lot of people dying, I guess that's what makes it a soft coup. But look at the cost in 10 months, what this faux government and this leadership has done with our free republic. I mean, they are really bringing it to its knees. And I'll tell you, if the American people do not go to its knees and seek God and really pursue the truth on this issue, what I'm afraid of, Al, is the midterm is going to come up, and already you're going to have disenfranchised electorates not showing up, because they just feel like, hey, nothing's been done. They're not convinced that we're going to ever have a free and fair election. But if the Democrats, and it is the Democrats, is, you know, Republicans only because they've allowed this to happen, but it is the Democrats that are the vanguard of this whole thing. And if we allow them to get away with it this next time, I mean, we're really done. I mean, put a fork in us. It's over.
Yeah, we're toast. We're toast. And that's why, we have to urge folks to vote. We urge folks to go down to the place and vote and make sure the vote is registered really overwhelm it and get down there. Because that's part of the thing, is this idea we haven't fixed 2020. Now, some state legislatures have. They've tightened things up. Mm-hmm. And some of the stunts they pulled, they're not going to be able to pull again. You know, Zuckerberg's not going to be able to drop $419 million into the local governments again, at least in most places. I mean, I know Wisconsin's mm-hmm. looking into it. You know, some places like Michigan will still probably take money from him. But you're not going to be able to get away, go to that well twice. I mean, with something with stuff like
that. Well, we would hope not. But, everybody that's associated with the con, as Dinesh D'Souza says, you never give up the con. You know, they're not about to admit to anything, and they will continue to get away with it. And this is why we got to where we were in 2020, is because all the previous years, it had been ignored. It's just been accepted. I mean, I think you and I were talking about this before, is that what was shocking to me was the Democrats were so laissez-faire and, very arrogant about the reality that JFK, they said, well, if the truth was known, JFK got elected because of shenanigans that happened in Illinois. They cheated in Illinois, so that's how he got elected. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, and now you admit that all these years later, and then on top of that, you've got a former attorney general saying there's no such thing as voter fraud. I mean, you're out of here. You're a knucklehead. Your realm and understanding of reality doesn't connect with anything that I see as real. And I'm sorry, I don't want to hear from you ever again, Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder. My gosh, another one that should be in jail. Yeah, and like you said, part of the reason that we're dealing with what we're dealing with now is because we didn't deal with the criminality of the Trump-Russia hoax in 2016. None of those people got punished.
Right, exactly.
None of the people in the FBI. McCabe, my gosh, this guy, they just signed a settlement of his lawsuit against the DOJ where he's getting all his money and he's getting expunged from his record. What's that tell Durham? What's that tell John Durham?
Yes.
Is that the Department of Justice saying, what's the message they're sending? They're saying, we're going to protect them. We're going to protect them. Yeah. Anybody you go after, we're going to protect.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it was a Trumpian, straight to jail. You know, just sit there. And in fact, we're going to put you in solitary confinement with the rest of the January 6 rioters, right?
Yeah, we're talking about a guy who's
alleged
deputy director of the FBI who lied to FBI investigators.
That's
a high level official violating his. We're not talking about some, you know, political operative scum guy down here. We're talking about the guy who's actually acting director of the FBI for a period of time.
Exactly.
And he should have been criminally charged, but they let him go.
And he's
being fired.
And he's made whole. But what about Mike Flynn?
Oh my gosh! Yes, the different where he was set up. Nobody set McCabe up.
Right.
Nobody set McCabe. They didn't set McCabe up, and he lied to the investigators. And people forget what he lied about. It's kind of an important thing. It kind of gets passed over. He leaked to the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal had written an article where FBI agents were saying that McCabe was blocking the investigation into the Clinton Foundation. His leak was, it wasn't me. It's Loretta Lynch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So let's look at what was the root of that was him getting in the way of the Clinton investigation. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is how deep this corruption goes, and nobody gets punished. But they still lost in 2016 despite all these shenanigans, and they doubled down for 2020.
Well, and they did everything they could to resist this president. And that's my complaint, is that how much did it cost the American taxpayer, you know, to have a government that's operating with one leg and hand tied behind their back? And in spite of that, look what the Trump administration did on behalf of the American people. We're energy independent. Our southern border is secure. We have international standing that Barack Obama had destroyed, lest you forget, and along with Joe Biden. And, of course, it's only taken Joe Biden weeks and months to turn that around, including our energy independence, to the degree that we're paying now, $1.50 more a gallon of gas. And you can thank, ladies and gentlemen, you can thank Joe Biden, thank the Democrats, thank the people that are the party of voter fraud for what they've perpetrated on the American people. If the American people do not stand up and take their country back, well then, you know, good and luck, and I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for our kids and our grandkids and great-grandkids that they're going to have to put up with this type of government that we allowed to, to continue.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why you cheer the people who do stand up. You know, the pilots from Southwest. the people cheering "Let's go, Brandon" at a major league playoff game.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is it. There's fight. I mean, American spirit, we got that fight still left in us, and they're trying desperately to clamp it down. You know,
do me a favor. Explain to our audience, because people, you know, this idea, this let's go Brandon. What are they referring to? People keep asking me about that.
Okay. Well, there's the FU Biden chant, and it was heard at a NASCAR race, and the NBC reporter acted like they were saying "Let's go Brandon." So that's where picked up. Yeah.
So somehow. Oh, that's okay. So that's where that's coming from. So maybe to clean up the narrative, but it has become synonymous with something not so congratulatory or rewarding for the president.
Yes.
Al Parada, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.